Welcome to the Mendocino County COVID-19 update video, live video stream. Today we have Dr. Duen, the Mendocino County Public Health Officer, who will provide an update. We also have our local clinics here with us, Redwood Coast Medical Services, Mendocino Coast Clinics, Betchell Creek, Long Valley Healthcare, and Hillside Healthcare Center. We're going to start with an update from our Public Health Officer, Dr. Duen.
Hello, Mendocino County. I'm so grateful you're joining us today. I see there's a lag in my voice and my video, but we're getting through this learning how to be distance communicating. Many of us are working from home so we can control the spread of COVID-19. And I really appreciate our clinic partners who are video conferencing with us here. We intended to have a press conference several weeks ago together with our community clinics. And that was delayed because we had our first case of COVID-19. And due to that, we ended up delaying that very important press conference. So I do not want anyone to think that the delay of that was due to any loss of great respect and admiration and gratitude that I have for our community clinic partners. Our community clinics are on the front lines out there with all our people across Mendocino County, doing the very important work of screening individuals for COVID-19, for testing when it's indicated, for caring for people as they come in and are concerned, and for the many different concerns that people have in primary care. So as you know, I'm a family doctor, and I fully understand the work that's being done by our community clinic partners. And so today is meant to focus on our clinics and to hear from them. So I don't want to take up the majority of the time today with myself talking. I want to be sure that we have time for our partners. Fridays are going to be our day for me to speak to the press, and there will be interviews following this live stream that I will be giving to Mendocino Voice and KZYX. And as we move forward, other news agencies that want to do interviews, Friday afternoons will be the days. So let me, though, focus today on some of the big news, important information to share with Mendocino County as your health officer. First of all, as you know, we have a shelter-in-place order. And the sheltering-in-place order is across California by the majority of the counties. When you look at the map and you see which are the counties that have sheltering-in-place, these are the communities where we're seeing the curve flattening for COVID-19. And we here in Mendocino County have the privilege of being part of the Bay Area Association of Health Officers, the big seven counties of the Bay Area, as well as what we call the little six more rural counties. And we all work in coordination. So when the Bay Area shelters in place, here in Mendocino County, we have our own nuances to our sheltering in place, but we do follow the Bay Area because it will only be effective as a regional approach. Therefore, I know it's so difficult when, as the health officer in our sheltering in place order, I have to order closing of parks. The reason I'm doing that is our sheltering in place is only effective if we're aligning with our bigger counties to the south, or they will come and they'll flood our area and bring COVID-19. We remain with only four cases of COVID-19 in our county. These are individuals that are stable at home. They've not needed to be hospitalized. We in public health call them every day to check on them. They're all at this time recovering well. In fact, of those four cases, the first two have fully recovered and are no longer sick with COVID-19. That's good news. 80% of people have mild disease, and actually the majority of people recover. So we have the four cases, half of them have recovered, and the other two are close to that point of being recovered. There's a lot of data that I could share with you, but I do encourage you to look at the Microsoft Coronavirus Tracker. That's Microsoft Coronavirus Tracker. You can find that online, and you'll see that across the world, we've reached a million cases of coronavirus. We've had 58,000 fatalities around the world. In California, we've reached 10,000 cases, actually, in California, and 237 fatalities. So it is a serious condition. We all know the pandemic is right at our doorstep. As Sonoma County has community spread, Humboldt County has community spread. So it is the work of our community clinics on the front lines, keeping us safe, making sure people are sheltering at home, practicing physical distancing while staying socially connected, that is so important. I released two guidances today. They've been released in website, Mendocino County website, as well as to the press just moments ago. Both of these guidances are following significant new information coming from the federal government and the state. From the federal government, 3 days ago, the CDC announced that there is a 48-hour period before someone gets sick when they can spread COVID-19. So there's a 48-hour asymptomatic period before illness starts where the person is infectious. This was news because previously the CDC said they did not think there was asymptomatic spread. So with this new information, followed by the fact that the California Department of Public Health released guidance on facial coverings for the public, I did release guidance today for facial covering for our public. And you will find that guidance on our website. I don't want to take up this entire time speaking about that in detail, but just a few points. For the public, when they are going out to do essential activities, we are recommending a facial covering. This only can work in combination with sheltering in place and physical distancing of 6 feet or greater. The facial covering is meant to protect others when an individual might be sick and might not know it. So that face mask or facial covering over the nose and mouth is meant to protect others from that individual spreading the disease. So in the guidance that I've released, there's actually a pattern for making your own home-sewn face mask. This I got from my colleagues in Santa Cruz at the Santa Cruz Medical Society, where they posted it on their website. There are other good patterns that you can get out there. The other guidance that I released today is about businesses and how essential businesses should have post their guidance on their walls and make it public to their employees and to the public, how they are going to enforce social distancing in their essential businesses. This is so important because as our people are doing such a good job of sheltering in place and physical distancing to protect one another, when they do go out for essential businesses and activities, we need to make sure they are protected. So this is a guidance. The second guidance is directed at our businesses, our essential businesses, to make sure they're doing what they need to do to make sure the public is safe when they come into those businesses. The other point I want to talk about is testing. It's critical that the public knows that the public health department in Mendocino County does not do testing. What we do is we don't provide direct clinical care. Public health cares about the entire population. We work with our healthcare partners. So what we do is facilitate testing for our healthcare partners, like the clinics here on the video with me, when they request facilitated testing. This is important because the commercial labs that we use, like Quest Lab, is taking up to 2 weeks to get results back to our partners. So if one of our healthcare partners says, I have an individual here, we really need this result in 48 hours, maybe it's a healthcare worker that needs to be cleared to come back to work, or maybe it's the spouse of a healthcare worker, or there's many different reasons why we might have to get an expedited test. What we in public health do is work with our healthcare partner, we receive that request, and then we get a courier to drive the sample that's collected by our partner to the public health lab in Santa Rosa, which is the closest public health lab we have, to get expedited processing of that sample. So I have heard criticism that the public health department isn't testing. It is true, we are not testing individuals here. What we do is facilitate testing for our healthcare partners, including the hospitals, as well as the clinics, and as well as the jail and skilled nursing facilities when requested. But we facilitate that by our public health lab in Santa Rosa then doing the test. So that is what I wanted to do is by way of introduction. And I'd like to then have Sarah, you invite our great partners here to introduce themselves and share with our community the good work they're doing. Thank you.
First up, we have Redwood Coast Medical Services.
Hi, Sarah, and hi, Mimi. Thank you for everything you guys are doing at the county level. My name is Ara Chakrabarty, and I'm the CEO of RCMS in South Coast, and I hope a number of our South Coast residents are listening to this. So as you may know, we are a high percentage of our population is senior citizen. And so communicating and keeping them informed is one of our highest priority. As such, we have put in some special information in our websites and Facebook pages, and we are updating that almost on a every couple of days basis. We're also going to the local radio station and communicating through the radio station to the local listeners that the activities we are involved in, what we are doing regarding testing, and how the clinic is operating under this situation. So let me just make a couple of comments on our testing. We are following the guidelines that that you have given us and the public health department has given us. Obviously, we're not testing everybody, and the priority is given to those folks who are particularly showing the symptoms of COVID-19-related illness, as well as those people who need to be tested quickly, such as our firefighters, our healthcare providers, and others in essential services. If we are testing someone, we are providing appropriate guidelines to them to self-quarantine themselves, following maybe the guidelines that you have provided us. While we are doing the testing and focused on the coronavirus-related activities, we continue to provide our primary care services as well. We believe it is important that people do get their primary care related services taken care of or illnesses taken care of. We have separated the facility into our facilities into a COVID-19 related activities and two clean facilities for other primary care related activities. And we are making preparation for contingency as well. We have, as I said, converted part of our facility only for COVID-19 type of illness, respiratory illness. We have put in on working on a rotation plan for our providers as well as clinic support staff, just in case we have to keep longer hours or 7x24 hour support for patients, just in case we get a surge. We have put in two tents besides the triage tent that we have where all patients are coming in before they get into the clinic in the appropriate site. We have other two tents put in there, and thank you, Mendocino County, for giving us those. We have put in appropriate equipments, cots, heating elements, electrical connections, just in case we get a surge, that we are prepared to keep patients there, do triage there, or do treatment there. We are coordinating with our local fire departments as well as the ambulance departments, EMTs if we need from them, or any other support, so it is coordinated effort. We have access to a couple of federal disaster trailers. We have access those to get supplies we need, including face masks and PPEs, and we are keeping those just in case we need additional resources. And we are communicating to our population here that the most essential strategy to stop the spread of this is to keep that social distance and shelter in place. So overall, we are keeping everybody communicated. We're doing testing as needed based on the criteria that has been given to us. And we are preparing for a surge if we have to address that. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're doing at our CMS.
Thank you. Next up is Mendocino Coast Clinics.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity, Mimi, and thank you for your leadership during this time. Here at Mendocino Coast Clinics, we're in Fort Bragg, and we care for about 9,800 patients along the northern Mendocino coast. We have similar testing procedures, as Ara mentioned, following pretty strict protocol about who we are actually testing. We have done 5 tests so far. No positives. We're awaiting 1 result currently. And we do all of that work in our parking lot, actually on the north side of our building. Our lobbies in all 3 of our buildings have been shut down. We have nobody waiting in any kind of lobby. Patients who are scheduled, the rare patient who is scheduled for an in-person visit is asked to remain in their car until a medical assistant can bring them in. Anyone who's coming into the building, including staff, have daily temperatures taken, and we're monitoring that. Any staff member who may have a temperature over 100.4 would be sent home and not allowed in the building. Patients are brought directly into their exam room, and then they're taken directly out of the building, so there's no lingering or walking really through our lobbies at this time. Those patients who have symptoms, we really want you to call ahead so that we can triage you with our nurses, and then they will instruct you further, whether it's to keep in communication on a daily basis on our watch list, come for an assessment to our outdoor tent where we have a drive-up assessment that we can do, and that's where the nurses would come out in full protective equipment and perhaps do a test if all of the symptoms are present. We're also asking our patients who are coming in that they self-quarantine if we are testing them. If we don't test immediately, we may be putting you on a watch list where our nurses are then checking in every day or so to check on the progression of any symptoms and see if that has reached a level to which we would now perform the test. And we are really trying to message that we are here for your primary care needs. We want to have families maintain their immunization schedules for their children. We want to make sure that allergy shots are given on time and on schedule and keep people as healthy as possible. Our new outreach plan for staff is to be calling our patient population with information about sheltering in place. We want to make sure that people understand what it really means, what essential functions outside of the home, that going to the grocery store on a daily basis isn't appropriate. It should be weekly at most, and really trying to plan ahead for your week and stay home and stay isolated as much as possible to keep the spread of this virus in control. We have been meeting with our partners in the city, meeting virtually, of course, with our partners within the city of Fort Bragg and with the hospital to make sure that we're prepared for any outbreak here or that surge, and really hopeful that we can delay it as long as possible while we continue to gather the personal protective equipment that we'll need for our staff to be able to meet that need. So much similar to Ara's experience, and we're here for you in Fort Bragg if you have healthcare needs or questions.
Thank you. Next up is Bechtel Creek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Angus Masson. I'm one of the doctors at Bechtel Creek. So the first thing we did when we heard about coronavirus was this incredible transformation. We said, if you are sick, stay in the car. And that was, I think, a really brilliant idea, because the idea is that we're not just protecting, you know, the staff, right, by not exposing the staff to them, but also the other patients. So that was the first realization. It's like, don't get sick people in the clinic. Find out who's sick, have them right in the car. The second thing we did was this testing piece. We worked with LabCorp, we worked with Quest, now Public Health, to get testing to work. The piece that we don't have yet, which we're excited about, is we have a PCR machine from Abbott that will give us a test in about 15 minutes. Now, Abbott is sending those kits for which is appropriate, but soon we're going to have that piece, which I think is going to be transformational. The third thing we did is we said, hey, great, we're keeping sick people out, but why don't we let everybody shelter in place a little bit more. And we turned most of our visits into telemedicine or phone visits. And I think that that's actually a really important piece, because we're saying, well, you need to stay home, except come see us. And that really, I think, undermines that concept of shelter in place. So, and it's amazing how, you know, and the other piece that we actually realize is, which we'll go later, which actually the second one is, if a staff is sick, they don't work. It's just really simple. We check temperatures. If you're sick, you stay home. But because now most of our visits are due through telemedicine and phone, we can keep providers working even if they're in quarantine or self-isolation. The fifth thing we did was physical. We put glass in front of our receptionist. We put HEPA filters in rooms. Basically, no one is waiting in the waiting room. Although the most important physical thing we did, to go back, is we kept sick patients in their cars. And so those are sort of the baselines. What I'm amazed in my community is that this is really working, in the sense that when we started this 2 weeks ago, we were seeing colds and flus all the time. And that what I'm amazed is the flus have disappeared, RSV has disappeared. Like, blessedly, we're not keeping coronavirus at bay because hopefully it's not here. But with other illnesses, the things that we're doing are working, which has made me actually incredibly happy. And again, in these numbers from Minnesota County, thankful for, great, and so that's what we in Bechtel Creek are doing to keep our patients safe and to keep our staff safe.
Thank you. Next up is Long Valley Healthcare.
Make sure I'm unmuted here. Hi, Rod Granger. I'm the executive director at Long Valley Health Center in Laydonville. There's a couple of things that I'd like to just comment on. First of all, the people who are on this call, the clinics that are represented here, work together on a regular basis, and we're in relatively constant communication with each other. And so we're talking, sharing these ideas. So a lot of what we're going to say is somewhat repetitive, in large part because we've been talking to each other and working through this together. And it's one of the things that I really appreciate about, being in healthcare in Mendocino County. It's a very, very collaborative environment. And we appreciate the partnership that's strengthening here with public health during this crisis. So I think that rather than tell you again that we're putting in the same measures to keep our employees safe, our community safe, and to keep the clinics a safe place for patients to come and be treated. And so, you know, we have patients, providers rather, who are seeing patients from home, and spending their entire day using, video conferencing and telephones to connect with their patients. I think the other, service that I'd like to emphasize is, our behavioral health departments are all up and running in every one of the clinics who offer behavioral health services. And those services, while we've seen declines in our visits in medical and particularly in dental, and we've even suspended some services like chiropractic and acupuncture services, behavioral health is actually... we're seeing actual increases in our number of behavioral health visits. And we think it's a real important message to get out there, because these are stressful times, and it's, we want to make that service available to those people, who need somebody to talk through, who need that, connection, who can, you know, so that we can provide that, that resource and help people through this time. So I think the strong message here is that like Lucretia said, we are here for you. We're here for our communities, and we encourage you to call us if you need us. And whether that's for medical services or behavioral health or even dental services, we are still providing emergency services in dental. We're trying to keep people from going to the emergency rooms. And we've got the same safety measures in our dental departments and our behavioral health departments. Again, most of our behavioral health departments are being conducted over video, and they're being very effective. So I think I'll turn it over to the next clinic here.
Thank you. Next up is Hillside Health Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Douglas. I'm the CMO for the Mendocino Community Health Centers. We have two sites in Ukiah and one in Willits. And it's hard for me to add to anything that these people have said as far as preventing or trying to prevent, you know, exposure or patients to be exposed to coronavirus in our facilities as well as our staff. So just to reinforce, we do screen people over the phone. So if you do call us, you will probably be asked if you have any symptoms that would be that would correlate with COVID-19. If you do have those symptoms, we would most likely meet you out in the car. If we do COVID testing, we do COVID testing outside the facility, usually in your car. The idea is, again, to prevent exposure to other people. If by chance someone is in the office, we do expedite them to some special rooms that we've kind of designated for people with suspicious illnesses. I'm trying to think, we all do communicate with each other and we do all have similar processes. So I think there's probably not anything that's unique, with any of us. But the idea is, you know, we do care about the community. We do want to be available. Just as the other sites are, we're doing a lot of telephone visits. So again, if we can take care of your problem or treat you adequately over the phone, then we will do so. And that prevents you from having to leave your home. And so you can continue to shelter in place. There are some cases, you know, obviously if you have an injury or broken bone or something like that, you're going to actually need to be seen. But in general, a lot of things that we do, at least in this emergency time, we can do by talking with the other phone or audiovisual connection. So like the others have said, we care about the community. We want to be here for you. Call us if you need us, and we will do what we can to help you.
That concludes our updates from the clinics. Back to Dr. Doohan.
Yes, so I hope that our public, our Mendocino County, can feel reassured by our superb clinics that are across the county. This isn't all of our clinics. We have Anderson Valley. We have the Adventist clinics. We have Consolidated Tribal. We have the VA clinic. We have other clinics in our county. But this is a superb representation of our community clinics that are on the front lines doing such an excellent job of keeping us safe. Our prior press conferences have focused on our first responders and our emergency doctors and our hospitals, but we really need to emphasize that our healthcare system is an ecosystem that includes our very, very important primary care clinics. Our best defense right now against COVID-19 is sheltering in place, physical distancing. Now we have wearing masks, facial coverings when out in public, when doing essential activities. I've heard people say that we only have 4 cases, therefore it's not a problem for us in Mendocino County. This is absolutely untrue. The threat is huge. It's right at our doorstep. And what we're doing by sheltering in place, every day that we do this, every day that we practice physical distancing, is giving us time, the time we need to build our surge capacity, which we're doing, the time we need to get alternate care sites for people who might be experiencing homelessness and need a safe place to isolate. We have this in place. You know, time to develop a vaccine, to get treatments. So we are buying time by what we're doing now, and we need to keep doing it. The statewide sheltering in place orders are in place until the beginning of May, actually, May 1st. Ours is open-ended in Mendocino County. We're following the Bay Area. They've extended theirs till May 1st. It's possible this is going to extend to June 1st. So we need to be patient and ready to shelter in place and save our community. The best case scenario for all of us clinicians when we hear of someone who's sick, remember 80% of people have mild illness, is that they're able to stay home. They don't need medical attention. They can take fluids in, take some Tylenol, rest at home, and isolate at home. That person, 80% of the time, is going to get better on their own. They do not need to be tested. They do not need to come into clinic. So this is very, very important. When people can stay home, they should stay home. If they need medical care, we ask them to call ahead. And what you see from your terrific community clinics is there's a system in place for you to call ahead to protect our healthcare workers. So if you needed a test, you could be tested in your car or outside. And then if you were sicker, of course, you would go to the emergency department, again, calling ahead, letting them know. This is how we protect our healthcare workers. And what the terrible things, tragic things, like what's happening in New York, where the health system collapses because there wasn't the ability to protect the healthcare system. So keeping in mind that our best defense is sheltering in place and slowing the spread. So that's it for me today. I just want to thank all of our community clinics. I know you're so busy. Thank you for your time and for sharing with us. And I think we should definitely do this again. We should get back together again and share stories from the front lines. So any closing quick 30-second, can we go through the list for a 30-second sign-off? I'm going to say goodbye and turn it over to my partners here to sign off one by one. Sarah, if you can call folks out. Well...
Redwood Coast.
Well, Mimi, thank you for having this. And I will just reiterate what Rod and Lucretia said, that we are communicating among ourselves, and that is helping all of us to be better prepared and learning from each other. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Mendocino Coast Clinics.
Again, just a reminder that we're in all of the different communities within Mendocino County. Thank you for mentioning Anderson Valley Health Center. They couldn't be on the conference today. And please reach out to us for any need that you have.
Thank you.
Bechtel Creek.
Well, you know, as hard as our job in healthcare is, the hardest job right now, I think, is all these moms and dads doing independent study of their kids. So my if anyone's watching, I'm glad you guys get the weekend off, because that has been watching the adventure of the parents. Independent study has been really impressive.
Long Valley Healthcare.
I think Mimi said it a number of times. We need to keep practicing this social distancing. But if you need healthcare, don't hesitate to give any of us a call. And we are seeing patients who are not ours, who aren't established patients, because it's a time when people need that that care, regardless of wherever they are. And I guess it's one of the missions of community health clinics is we will never turn a patient away because of an inability to pay. So don't let that be a barrier as well. Thanks.
Hillside Health Center.
I just want to say we want you to be safe and be healthy, and we want to be a part of that as much as we can. So, you know, feel free to call if you have any questions. That's what we're here for. Again, some of these things we could deal with over the phone, and some we may need to do face-to-face. But if you have questions, it's better to call than to not know. So anyway, we're here for you. All of our centers are, so.
Okay, can you hear me, Sarah? Yes?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so I'm going to take a shout out to Sarah Duquette, our fantastic PIO, Public Information Officer, and close it out by saying a mantra for Mendocino: stay in place, maintain your space, and cover your face. Have a good day, everybody.
All right.
Be safe.
Bye.